Nobody knows the rest. When they wear those x-ray dresses and upset their chaperone, why, it ain't no sin to take off your skin and dance, 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 a doodle doodle, dance, 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 a doodle doodle, dance, 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 surrounding your home. Scattywa.
That is the great Mark Murphy. Taint a sin to dance around in your bones. And lots of answers coming in. Now, this time I'm going to do the right thing and look at them from the bottom up, since I didn't do that before. So bear with me a minute, because that means I have to... There we go. So Mike has jaunt as another trip, starting with the letter J. Gail has jolt. Martha and Bill, good morning. They also have jaunt. Now, Kathy, for the garden, added Johnny Jump Ups, and we have jalapenos. I was thinking of juniper and jonquils in the garden. Zach in Pittsburgh and John in Economy Borough knew that our unit of energy is a joule, J-O-U-L-E, joule. And Jim in Crafton Heights knew that the trip I was looking for, that is a bit of a boondoggle, is a junket. Gail also got it. But then Gail said, how about a joyride? And Gail, that's a great answer. John in Economy Borough, Alan in Squirrel Hill, and Kathy in Tyonesta all knew the former bullfrog, Jeremiah. He was a bullfrog. In fact, he was a good friend of mine. Alan said another kind of a trip would be to Jostle. And he also knew Jewel. Thank you, Alan. Did we miss any? I think we gave you all of the answers to all of the ones we gave clues for. Thank you for playing along. It's a lot of fun to do this together.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or at mjbergerfoundation.org.
Now, in our next hour, lots of fun. You're going to hear a couple on-air segments. They are encores from 2018, in fact, including a 13-year-old singer-songwriter. She'll join us. Her name is Sloan Simon. And you'll hear the Pittsburgh Concert Society ensemble known as the Cygnus Quartet. Also, live in our studios, we'll have members of the Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh. They are a teen-operated Shakespeare organization. They are going to be presenting their take on Romeo and Juliet January 13th through 15th. They'll be here with us, too, live in studio. And then, in our 11 o'clock hour today, it's the Don Keys performing live. Or maybe it's the Donkeys. In any event, it's D-A-W-N-K-E-Y-S. You'll meet them, and so will I, just after 11 o'clock Eastern. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
So cold, you're the one in a million that makes my life whole. Sweetheart, you know I love you with all my heart and soul. You're the love of a lifetime, sweetheart, you're the one. From the day that I met you, you made my life complete. I could not want for anything. The way that you kissed me and held me oh so close, sweetheart, I know you're the one. You're the one that I dreamed of on nights oh so cold. You're the one in a million that makes my life whole. Sweetheart, you know I love you with all my heart and soul. You're the love of a lifetime, sweetheart, you're the one. Woman, you're everything I need. In your arms is where I'll be. Your kisses in the morning, your loving every night. Sweetheart, I know you're the one. You're the one that I dreamed of on nights oh so cold. You're the one in a million that makes my life whole. Sweetheart, you know I love you with all my heart and soul. Your love of a lifetime, sweetheart, you're the one. You're the one that I dreamed of on nights oh so cold. You're the one in a million that makes my life whole. Sweetheart, you know I love soul. Your love of a lifetime, sweetheart, you're the one. Your love of a lifetime, sweetheart, you're the one.
That's You're the One by Carson Peters and Iron Mountain. Gail, good job. She came up with Jasmine as something else in the garden, starting with the letter J. A quick note before we get to Youth Express, and that note would be thank you, a note of thanks for your support during our year-end donor drive. Altogether, 405 Saturday Light Brigade listeners came together to contribute $55,587.22. If you supported SLB during our drive, thank you. If not, it's never too late. You can call us and we'll gladly handle a secure donation by phone or go to slbradio.org/donate. Thank you for helping us exceed our goal. Your support financially and otherwise means the world to us. We're looking for student hosts for Streaming Justice, our annual MLK Day radio program. Students in grades 6 through 12 can indicate their interest. A link to a short form is on our Facebook page, or you can email us and we'll send it to you. MLK Day is also a day when we'll have our studios and youth media center open for tours between 11 and 5 o'clock. If you've been wondering what things look like here, that would be a great day to come and visit us. If you have the day off, it would be a nice day to have you spend some time with us. We'll all be here to greet you. Now we go to Youth Express, which begins with a segment from 2018, back on May 26th. Sloan Simon, who at the time of this performance was 13 years of age, came to share some of her original music. Here is Sloan.
This is a song to show my thanks to the one who helped me find my way. You were my compass, you didn't let me go astray. You were there for me day after day. So I just have to say thank you to the one I love who guided me to safety. Thank you to the one who I love dearly. You believed in me, you made me see that clearly. So I just have to say, I'm grateful today. Grateful 24/7, 365. Gratefully you are in my life. Grateful 24/7, 365. Gratefully you are in my life. Like a lighthouse in the night, I could always count on you. In my darkest hour, you were there to guide me through. You were the map showing me the way. You were my umbrella every stormy day. So I just have to say thank you to the one I love who guided me to safety. Thank you to the one who I love dearly. You believed in me, you made me see that clearly. So I just have to say, I'm grateful today. Grateful 24/7, 365. Gratefully you are in my life. Grateful 24/7, 365. Gratefully you are in my life. So I just have to say, I love you today.
What a beautiful song, and I'm glad you talked about its origins. To how old were you when you wrote that song?
Well, I was about 13, 12.
Okay, so not too long ago. It's a nice song. It has a great hook to it, and I can tell you like performing it too. When did you begin to play the guitar and write songs?
Well, I originally started playing piano, but when my mom got sick, I just wanted to follow her around everywhere, so I switched to guitar. And I started writing music. I wrote my first song when I was 9 about being brave when you're scared.
And it sounds like, again, that was inspired by your mom, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
It's those moments really have an imprint on you. I know there's a few illnesses that my mom had. One, when I was just a little bit older than you are, when she was diagnosed with a form of cancer, which she beat, and she did fine. And one a little later in life that she also did well. And it's amazing how those kinds of events will bring out emotions and creativity. What else do you like to do in addition to songwriting?
Well, besides songwriting and music, I love performing, but that's kind of ties into music. For my school, I participate in the musical, and I run track in the spring. I like hanging out with my family and friends.
Anybody you'd like to give a shout out to or say hello to?
To my wonderful parents. My mom's sitting outside right now. I love them so much, and they're my biggest fans.
That's great. Yeah, there's a little more light out there, given the smile on your mom's face. What would you like to play next?
My next song is called Saved.
A guitar on the beach, drowned out by the crashing of the waves. You're not my knight shining armor, and I'm not looking to be saved. I just wanted to be near you, fingertips entwined. Just wanted you beside me to share the passage of time. A mermaid with a mandolin, making wishes in the wind again. I thought if I dreamt of you, you would dream of me too. To be saved. You've gone dark, nowhere to be found. I was soaring in the clouds, now I'm crashing to the ground. I've come to realize you don't give me thoughts. I'm just thinking salty air. I'm the girl with the ocean eyes, summoning the darkened sky. To be saved, whoa, I'm not looking to be saved, whoa, a guitar on the beach, drowned out by the crashing of the waves. You're not my knight in shining armor, and I'm not looking to be.
Sloan Simon here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Have you played out much before?
Some of my recent shows, I've played at the Viper Room in West Hollywood, which was absolutely amazing. I loved it.
Wait, West Hollywood, yes. California? Mm-hmm. How did that happen? That's pretty neat.
Well, it's a submission process. I submitted some of my original works to the club manager, and he liked a couple of my songs, and he said, why don't you come over and play? And I was going to California for spring break, so I was expecting to walk in and play like two songs, and then I'd be forced out because I'm underage. But I played for about an hour, and it was wonderful.
Well, that's great. I gather your aspirations are to sing for a living and write songs for a living.
Yeah.
Do you have a sense of what you might do after high school?
Well, if I don't go into music, I want to be a lawyer of some sort.
What interests you about law? Do you know any lawyers?
I have lawyers in my family, and they just, like, I don't know. I feel like I'd want to be an equal rights lawyer because I believe fighting for equality is something important to do.
Yeah, I see a lot of, well, a lot of the gigs that you have, and actually some of the lyrics I've heard in your songs are about justice and fighting the good fight, so to speak. So I wish you the best of luck with that. I don't think you need my wishes, no matter what you decide to do. This is going to be our last chance to talk before your next song. Is there anything you wanted to pass along that I didn't get a chance to ask you about? There may not be. That just means I did a pretty good job.
I think you did a good job.
Well, I hope. Oh, how can people find your music?
Well, I have a YouTube page and a Facebook page. My Facebook is Sloan Simon Official, and my YouTube is just Sloan Simon. I have some songs on both of them, and I'd love for everyone to look at them.
Great. Sloan Simon, S-L-O-A-N-E, Simon. We've linked to her also. What would you like to close up with?
My last song is called Losing My Mind. This song is about struggling with anxiety, but there's also a verse in there I wrote. I was having an asthma attack. So
it'll be interesting. See if you can figure out which one.
Okay. If you don't get it, I'll give you a hint.
Thank you for being with us. Here's Sloan Simon.
Saw you standing with your back against the wall. Didn't know then how hard I could fall for your ice blue eyes. Without a care, I'm caught off guard. I can only stare at ya. Petals floating in the autumn breeze. Felt like I could barely breathe. And when you smiled, I could clearly see that you were the one for me. But I didn't know how to talk to you. Fumbling, you didn't know how to talk to me. Stumbling, losing my mind, can't you see? Losing my mind, baby. Losing my mind, I'm losing my mind, losing my mind. A million words on time delay. Can't find the right ones till you walk away. A million conversations in my head. Floating in the autumn breeze, felt like I could barely breathe. And when you smiled, I could clearly see that you were the one for me. But I didn't know how to talk to you. Fumbling, you didn't know how to talk to me. Stumbling, losing my mind, can't you see? Losing my mind, baby.
Sloan Simon at the age of 13, back on May 26th, 2018, We're about 20 minutes away from welcoming Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh for a preview of Romeo and Juliet, their take on it. That's what this teen organized Shakespeare company does. First, we're going to hear from some other teens who were in the studio with us in 2018. I believe they'll introduce themselves. If they don't, I will make sure I do that afterwards. They perform here on the Saturday Light Brigade as the Cygnus Quartet. Thank you.
Didn't they sound wonderful? The Cygnus, I hope I'm saying that correct, the Cygnus Quartet, and they're here from Pittsburgh Concert Society. I just put a picture of them on our Facebook page so you can see them if you would like. They just played Movement 3, I believe, from String Quartet Number 1 by Grieg. And let's meet each of them, and I'll let you introduce yourself, and we'll get to know you a little bit. Hello.
Hi, I'm Kuna. I'm 16, and I'm a junior. I go to Fox Chapel Area High School.
And you are one of the violinists.
Yes.
How long have you played violin?
I've been playing violin for about 13 years now.
That's a long time. Is there anybody you would like to acknowledge or say hello to?
I would like to thank our coach, Carissa. She's a cellist in the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, and she's helped us so much over this past year.
Have you been playing as a quartet for some time now?
Yeah, we started last year in the fall.
That has got to, I mean, there are challenges, right?
Yeah.
Playing as a quartet as opposed to an orchestra or individually. What are some of those challenges?
One thing is that in an orchestra, you play with a lot of other people in your section, but in a quartet, you're your own section, so you have to have your responsibility to be able to know your part.
And what about interacting with people as you're playing? How do you do that?
Usually you would look up and try to make eye contact with everyone, but when you've worked a long time with people, sometimes you can even go with them even when you're not looking.
Interesting. You can kind of sense it in the way that you're playing. Well, it's nice to meet you, and thank you.
Thank you.
Who is anybody here with you today?
Not currently.
Not currently. Okay. Always like to check. Let's meet who's sitting next to you. Hello. And you are?
Hi, I'm Sane, and I go to Mount Lebanon High School. I'm 16 years old.
And you are the other violinist.
Yes.
Have you also been playing for a long time?
I've been playing for 8 years, which is less than Kuna has, but it's been a journey, yeah.
I can imagine. You know, I meant to ask Kuna, so we'll come back to her, but let me ask you first. Do you have any careers in mind? You're only a junior right now, but you may be thinking about that already.
Currently, I would love to continue music, but maybe not major in it. I'd love to go into something maybe related to bioengineering or biology, something of that sort. I think it'd be really cool.
That's great. Let me circle back and ask Kuna that same question. Have you thought about it?
I would like to go into music as a violin performance major.
That's terrific. Are there schools that you're thinking about?
Yeah, there are some schools that I'm...
Do you want to reveal them, or you don't have to?
Oh.
It's okay.
There's, some schools, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of great music schools to choose from. I don't want to jinx anything.
Yeah, there's some, great conservatories out there.
Great. Well, thank you. And let's go back to Sane. Sorry to backtrack a little bit. Would you like to acknowledge anybody that's here with you today or that's helped you along the way?
I would love to acknowledge the Pittsburgh Concert Society, PCS. They're actually the program that we won the competition through, and they've been so helpful with getting us on track with all this quartet playing and giving us this opportunity to perform here.
Yeah, they are amazing, the work that they do. Well, thank you, Sane. And let's go on to Mira. I'll let you introduce yourself and your school.
I'm Mira. I am 17 years old, and I'm a senior at Chartres Valley High School.
Now, I always am fascinated by stories of the cello. How did you find, or how did the cello find you?
I knew when I started when I was about 8, and I knew that I wanted to play the cello because my mom actually worked at a music school, and I really liked the sound. And then in third grade at my school, that's when, the school program starts. So I figured, hey, I should start early.
And it lasted. It took.
Yes, it did.
Now, you are a senior, so you're probably starting to think about getting some college applications together, if that's your plan.
Yes.
Do you know what you might want to major in?
I am not going to go into music. I would love to minor in music, but I'm looking at a material science and engineering.
Excellent. How come?
I really like chemistry and physics, and material science is kind of an interesting combination of the two, along with some of the problem solving that occurs in engineering.
Well, that's great. My dad was a metallurgist, which is similar curriculum to material science, and I always liked chemistry too. Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to or acknowledge?
I think we all really want to thank the Youth Chamber Connection. We would not be together without this program, and we're hoping to continue in this program this coming year.
What a great concept to even form that group that allows mixing and matching of students. One thing I love about all of you is that you're all from different schools, and in fact, that must make it challenging to practice sometimes. How do you get together?
Through this program, we have a rehearsal every Sunday, and half of that rehearsal is with our coach, Carissa, and the other half is on our own. But for this, the program hasn't started up yet. So for this opportunity, we actually rehearsed last night at our coach's apartment.
Well, it's great that your coach could accommodate you like that, and I'm sure your coach is really proud of you, too. So thank you. Anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're just really all happy to be together, and this has been such a great opportunity. I don't really think any of us expected it to turn out so well when we first got together.
You sound
great. So
really
happy to be here.
Well, thank you, Mira. And now we'll meet our viola player. Hello.
Hi, I'm Sohwan. I play the viola. I'm 15 years old, and I go to Peters Township High School.
And how did it come to be that you chose the viola as your instrument?
In third grade, when I used to go to North Allegheny, that's when the orchestra program started up, and I just liked the sound of the viola, and I just went with it, and I stuck to it.
Well, terrific. Is there anybody you'd like to acknowledge or say hello to?
Yeah, we would all like to thank our private teachers for helping us with not just this music, but all our music and our skills.
And you're the youngest here, but not that much younger than anybody else. You're in 10th grade. Have you thought about life after high school yet?
Currently, I would like to minor in music and then go into data science or some kind of engineering.
Interesting. Tell me just a little bit about data science, because that's becoming a very remarkable field now, and some people may not know as much about it. Can you sort of explain what a data scientist does?
The basics of data science, you use statistics to formulate patterns, and it's especially in bigger companies, you're using that to predict and forecast, and it's very important.
And it's changing a lot now too, and people I think are using numbers and data in ways that are incorrect, right? To show things that aren't true, and being able to learn how to do that with integrity is a great thing. Well, thank you. Anything else you wanted to say?
I think everything's been said. Like, we're just really happy to be here.
Great. Well, you can just place that mic on the table, that wherever's convenient. That's good. I have it turned down, so it won't make any noise. And I want to thank you all for being here. It's my last chance to address you directly. I want to remind you that the Cygnus Quartet is their name. You can learn more about the Pittsburgh Concert Society at its website. We've linked to its website from slbradio.org and to its Facebook page from our Facebook page at SLB Radio. Now they are going to play the first movement from String Quartet No. 1 by Grieg. Once again, the Cygnus Quartet.
From the Pittsburgh Concert Society, Kuna Kim, at the time of this performance, 16 from Fox Chapel, St. Lee, 16 from Mount Lebanon, both on violin, Swan Chang, 15 of Peters Township, on viola, and Mira Rasmussen, 17 of Chartiers Valley, playing as the Cygnus Quartet. Originally broadcast August 25th, 2018, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And I'm so happy we have people live in the studio with us now.
To each of you for being here with us.
From now until 11 o'clock, in fact, or until noon, all of our guests are live. And we are going to talk with members of the Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh. Coming up, they have, it's a great play for youth to present because it's all about young love, and it's also extremely relevant in this day and age on so many different levels. That play is Romeo and Juliet. And let's start by just sort of meeting everybody. You can please give your name, age, grade, community, shout-outs, whatever you would like to do to make yourself known.
Hi, my name is Emma Perman. I'm 15 years old and in 10th grade. I live in Shaler Township, and my mom and dad are watching right now.
They're
listening.
Hi. What are their first names?
Frank and Heather.
Hi, Frank and Heather. Any pets in your household?
Portia.
Hi, Portia. Cat?
No, just a dog.
Just a dog. I like my cats. Appreciate that. You're just a dog. I'm glad you're listening. Let's meet who is on your left.
Hello, I'm Sarah Ake. I'm 16 and I'm a junior in high school. I live in Beaver County. And yeah.
Whereabouts in Beaver?
I'm Baden.
My wife is from Chippewa, so we know Beaver County pretty well. And there's a lot going on in Baden, too. That area is really getting more and more developed. Hi.
Hi there. My name is Ella Craig. I am 16 years old. I go to Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School. What other questions?
That's about it. Any highs or shout-outs?
My lovely mother is listening in right now, and my lovely boyfriend, Malachi.
Hi, so, Malachi.
Hello.
I'm glad they're both lovely. Did you get a chance to say hello to anybody?
Oh, well, I sent the link to my mom, but I don't know if she listening.
She's listening. If not now, later. Yeah. And then we've got Jonna. Hi.
Hi, my name is Jonna Lefever. I am a third year at Robert Morris University.
What are you studying there?
I am a cinema and photography major.
Robert Morris has so many great programs that I think are under publicized. We had a student here that studied broadcasting who's had a great career. He was an intern with us for a while. I'm glad. It sounds like Robert Morris has been good for you. I hope it has.
They really are, yeah.
Any shout-outs from you?
Not really.
No, that's okay. I like to make sure. So here's Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh. The one thing that I know about you that kind of still amazes me is this is a youth-run Shakespeare organization. You've got the autonomy to present the plays you choose, the way you choose to do them. Can you all talk a little bit about how that came about and how you go about creating the seasons? I'm just going to let you sort of jump in and interview each other.
Yeah, so I'm the director of Romeo and Juliet, and this is actually my first show ever directing with Youth Shakespeare, my first directorial show ever. I got the opportunity to be a part of Youth Shakespeare's production of Twelfth Night. I was Viola. And I was given the opportunity to direct their fall play because they didn't have a director. So being a part of this company and learning about everything being youth-based has honestly been such a treat. And I think it's such a beautiful opportunity for young kids to experience this style of theater. I feel like Shakespeare isn't really shown a lot in the best way in certain theater companies. So I think it is incredible that this company was created. It was created by Theo Fantozzi and Ella Mazzara. They were the creators of Youth Shakespeare. They've came on this show before. But yeah, it is a lovely company. And I recommend all young actors who are interested in Shakespeare or any kind of theater to definitely experience Youth Shakespeare.
It would be really fun, too, to just go, and we'll give you information about how you can see the play. It's in Carnegie coming up. What's it like to direct your peers?
It's really fun. You know, me and Sarah go to the same school. We've been going to the same school since we were in seventh grade. We've known each other since we were 12 years old. And, you know, whenever you get the opportunity to work with people who are also into theater and who are also like-minded as you, it doesn't really feel like that, you know, I'm a step above them or they're a step below me. It kind of feels like almost like we're a team. And I really hope that I hope it feels the same way for them, but like being able, I think it's really interesting because I had that same mindset of like, I think it's really interesting how I'm directing a group of kids that are, a lot of them are around the same age as me, some younger, some older. That was actually something I was a little worried about, but it has worked so well because since we're all around the same age, I've come to find out that we all think very similarly. And I feel like I've been able to open up some things for them and help them think different ways. And I hope I've been able to do that. That's been a big part of my goal. So it has actually been a really fun, almost partnership. Sarah Ake is my assistant director. They're also in the show. So being able to work with Sarah has been, it's been really fun. It's been really, really fun. I love them as a friend very dearly. And they're a very, very fun partner. So yeah.
Can you two add a little bit to the whole experience?
This is my first time being with you, Shakespeare, and I've loved every second of it. This is my first Shakespeare show in general, and this whole process has just been great with the support of everyone. Being new to this, words, really.
How did you get involved? What prompted you?
I found it on Facebook.
That's great.
Yeah. I found it, and I was like, you know what? Why not? This sounds so much fun. I saw, old pictures from the 12th night that you guys did over the summer. And I was like, this seems like a blast.
That takes a lot of courage to just get involved in an organization you haven't been part of before. Have you acted before, or is this your first play?
Yes, I have acted before. I mostly do musicals, so this was definitely a change. But I love the change. It's been great.
What's your part in the play?
I am Romeo.
Wow. Who's Juliet?
Unfortunately, she is not here today.
But that's okay. So you're Romeo, and Juliet is played by?
She's played by a girl named Maddie. I would love to be able to say her last name, but for the love of God, I will never be able to figure it out.
That's okay. We'll acknowledge Maddie just the same. That's an interesting part to play. How do you feel about it?
It's definitely been a challenge, but everyone has been so helpful with me to understanding what I'm saying, and really just to get this show off the ground. And yeah, it's been great, honestly.
Yeah, it takes a lot to do that. Do you think the play is still relatable to the contemporary world? You've got two people that are kind of dating outside of their circle.
I'd say it's still pretty relatable. I don't think it's as dramatic in real life, but the emotions in the play, because the characters are kids, and the emotions that they feel are still felt by kids today. So I'd say yeah, it's.
And you're working as assistant director, right, Sarah?
Yeah.
And what's that been like for you? Have you experienced some of the same things that Ella mentioned in terms of, hate to say bossing, but directing or telling people, giving people your sense of what might work?
Yeah, I'd say so. I give less notes than Ella because I'm usually doing organizing or I'm on book for people. When I do get to, sit down and give notes to people, it's been very, very fun. Yeah.
I'll bet. If you're just tuning in, Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh is who you are hearing representatives from. They are going to be presenting Romeo and Juliet this coming Friday. And this coming Saturday, so that would be the 13th and 14th of January, 7 o'clock at Carnegie Stage, which is right on Main Street in Carnegie. And then you have a Sunday matinee that's going to be on the 15th at 2 o'clock. You're the fight choreographer, Jonna.
Yes.
What kind of stage combat might we, are we going to see stage combat?
I am our fight choreographer. I also play Tybalt, so it's been an interesting thing to create fights while also having to be in them. Most of the weapons we have been using are rapier and dagger, as well as you will see some quarterstaff work, some slight unarmed work, and some of that thrown in there.
Now, I never knew much about this till I started meeting more theater people. This is a big deal. I mean, blocking and just generally speaking is a challenge, but
For this kind of stage combat, you really need to know what you're doing, don't you?
Yeah, so I have been fighting for a lot of my life, but a lot of our actors, either this is their first time picking up a weapon or the first time at least in a show using weapons. We normally say about an hour of rehearsal for every 10 to 15 seconds of fight, and then as you get more progressed into it, it actually becomes to like an hour for every 5 seconds of fight. So it does take up a lot of time to get those fights to the point where you want to know them without having to think about it and without having to stop acting so that you can do the fight correctly.
Emma, did you have to learn how to fight as Romeo, I would imagine?
I did, yes. I do a dagger fight with Paris and then a fist fight with Tybalt. And it was definitely something new for me. I've never done fighting in a show.
Were you scared? I would be scared.
I wasn't necessarily scared. I just didn't want to hurt anybody.
Yeah, that's what I would feel like. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember, I don't know what, slap and punch. Am I right?
Yeah.
I just remember being in high school when people... I was not an actor. I was the geeky, hard to believe, but the geeky guy like running the lights or something. But it's amazing how realistic it can look if you do it exactly right. Do any of you want to say anything else about the show? Because I'd like to ask you some other questions, too, that go beyond it. I hope people will come and see you. What's the theater like? Does it hold a lot, folks?
So the Carnegie Stage, it's a really interesting theater. It's a very flexible theater, which I really like. I would say they told us how many people it holds, but at the moment I don't remember. But
I mean, is it under 100, do you think?
I would say yes. I would say so, about under 100. I think they're able to add more seating, but regardless, whoever is able to come or how many, I am very happy and satisfied.
Yeah, we linked to the website so folks can look. They can look to learn more about it. We linked right to the ticket purchasing spot. Or you can just, if you go to Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh, you'll see everything you need to know. And the theater, it almost looks like it's embedded into a business district, right? At least from what I could see, it's right on Main Street and Carnegie, so it's easy to find. Looks like a good venue. So do you want to be actors after you graduate or continue in this professionally, or do you have any, I know you get asked this a lot, but have you thought about what you might want to do once you get out of high school?
I would love to dabble in plays and musicals, but I also like journalism. So like what you're doing right now, I love this.
You need to get involved. We have free programs where you can create documentaries and commentaries, and they actually get broadcast. And we, not broadcasted, but broadcast. They get to be aired. That's a better way of saying it. It will give you information about that. Why does journalism excite you?
I love learning stories about other people, hence doing plays and musicals. You get to be in someone else's shoes, learn about someone else, and that's journalism, really.
That's a great way to describe it. What about you two?
Well, I've been in theater and I've been acting since I was 8 years old. I've just always loved theater. I've always been curious about directing, but I never really got the opportunity. My first official directing opportunity was when I was in eighth grade, and I was a part of the 48-hour film festival, and I wrote and directed my first film. We did not win at all, but it was a great opportunity. I love writing. If whatever I graduate, I would really love to get into the film world. I would love to be in films, write films, direct films, theater, just literally everything. I tell everyone that I really want to be the next Wes Anderson if I get that opportunity.
I'm really happy to hear you say that. So you heard from Emma and from Ella. Sarah, what have you thought about?
I think
if I stick with theater, I'd want to go more into the backstage type of theater, so stage managing, teching shows, all that fun stuff. I think I'd keep acting for a little bit, but yeah, I definitely want to go backstage and do more techie stuff.
Cool. And Chana, I feel like I've been ignoring you. I don't mean to be ignoring you. It's just great to have these younger students here. Are you looking, once you're in your second year?
My third year.
Third year. So you won't be too long before you're done. What do you think you're going to do once you're out of Robert Morris?
So I actually plan to get my master's in, I have not decided yet what it will be in some form of field in theater. And that will definitely help me take more time figuring out what I want to do with my life, because I have not yet figured that out. I have been doing photography for the past few years, and that's been something I've fallen in love with, although I think theater will always be my main, what I want to do.
It's interesting, though, to discover photography is something. How did you do that? Did you just start taking photos?
So when I was little, my friend had a camera that I would use, and I really enjoyed it, but I never wanted to go into it. It wasn't something that I was thinking about doing until Robert Morris had gotten rid of their theater major, so I had to find another major because I still knew I was going to go there. And I knew the media arts professor somewhat and knew that it had some good people in their program. So I got my own camera and started working with photography more.
Well, that's great. So Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh, Romeo and Juliet, it's a short run and it's this Friday. So you've got it is Friday the 13th, the 13th, the 14th. I'm sorry, if you could only see the look on Ella's face. She suddenly, her smile turned into this exasperated frown. The 13th, the 14th at 7 p.m., the 15th at 2 o'clock. There's no, we could arrange to have a black cat or a ladder set over. No superstitions.
Thank you so much.
Did any of you want to say something that I didn't give you space to say?
I don't think so.
Well, I want to say thank you for being with us. And I hope you'll get to see some listeners in the audience at Carnegie Stage coming up on those three nights. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with the Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Well, it's cold outside and there's a terrible storm. I'm in here where it's nice and warm. Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen in my footy pajamas. I got good tunes pumping on the radio, and my big brother saying, go man, go. Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen in my footy pajamas. Two-step, a tap dance, a tango, jitterbug, hip-hop, cha-cha, zydeco, a hula, a hora, a gallop, and a go-go. I'm gonna dance a mambo, disco, flamenco, break dance, bunny hop, ballet, bolero, a reel, a rumba, the polka, and the pogo. Chicken dance, alley cat, hokey pokey, limbo. I'm gonna do every single dance I know. Dancing in the kitchen.
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 Dancing in the kitchen. kitchen in my footy pajamas.